Demons from the Dark Side. What's that chapter all about?
Well, demons, increasingly, I think we are, one of the largest reports or cries for help that we receive are people who are convinced, sincere people who are convinced they're under demonic attack. Now, as you know, I have called these entities ever since we've been talking. I don't call them demons because I think that brings in a religious aspect, but spirit parasites. I think these are entities that have never been human, but take great delight in possessing and occupying our bodies for a time. But I use demons because, you know, that's kind of instantly translatable. And what we have are more and more cases of people who feel that because these are the end times in some people's cosmology, we're reaching a time when the veil is getting thinner between worlds in other people's cosmology. And I think we are having an onset of malignant entities coming from the other side because they feel it's their mission to screw us up the best they can, the most they can. There are so many cases in which, and a lot of psychiatrists are taking this seriously. Now,
are they? Finally.
A lot of psychiatrists are taking this care. And they will write to me and say that they can actually communicate with the demon. And it's not in a vernacular that the possessed would use. Much more high tone, sometimes a lot of Latin words thrown in, testing. It really is kind of the classic kind of exorcism or possession cases. But now we're seeing that so many people who unfortunately have been put into institutions are probably legitimately possessed. I also, in that same chapter, and that's where a lot of gruesome things come in, I'm sorry.
You did pile a lot in that one.
I piled a lot in that one. I know. But these are people who have committed truly hideous and ghastly, gruesome acts while they were possessed. And then, interestingly, and I know you noticed this, so many of them, as they're sitting there in court or as they're sitting there in therapy, maybe suddenly it's as if they awaken and they have no knowledge of what they've done. Well, psychiatrists may have different names for this, but then if we allow for the possibility of possession, the demon, the spirit parasite, has had his way. Its way, I should say. He has had its way. He has enjoyed slaughtering a human being. He has enjoyed taking another soul. He has enjoyed using a human body. He has enjoyed all the obscene acts that he has made this individual commit. And now he's on his way to find another victim.
Brad, what are these stories of flying humanoids all over cities, farms, you name it?
Very fascinating, very fascinating. Again, it's one of those stories when you first hear them, you say, well, you had to be mistaken. You know, it must have been a big bird, whatever. And then the individual says, no, it was a human. I thought, well, was there a wire? Was there something? Was he hoisted in some way? Was he dangling from a helicopter? And no, these reports come from North America, Canada, Mexico, South America, of sometimes humans just dangling in the air as if they're watching. And one of the first stories that I really took seriously came from a nurse at a major hospital. And she swore. And the police got reports, too, that you begin to trace these stories, and then some of them become really quite frightening. A police officer in Mexico got a call from a neighborhood saying, there is a woman flying over our roofs, Well, see, and what do you mean she's flying over? She's flying over our roofs, and she's swooping down at people. And the policeman went out, you know, rather skeptical, or what's he going to see? And as he approached this one neighborhood, there before his startled eyes was a woman looking almost like a classical wild hair, ugly face, hideous face, swooping down at him and smashing into his windshield. And the only thing he could do is back up, and then he hit the curb and he was stranded, and this entity was pounding, and he didn't know whether to get the shot. He was actually stunned. He was actually paralyzed. And finally then the woman flew off. And his, you know, superiors interrogated him hour after hour, but all the people in the neighborhood said that is true. At least he chased it off. This woman was swooping down on us, a flying woman. Now, these kind of stories come, as I said, all the way down. I have reports from Argentina and Chile and Mexico and the United States of people seeing flying humanoids. Sometimes they have wings, sometimes they don't. What they are, who knows?